Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Leslie and I'm an alcoholic, and I've been asked to share on step 11. And my question is, has there been a revolutionary change in my way of living and thinking? Great question. Very much so. If it wasn't for recovery and, you know, working step 11, I think at some point I would have gone back to drinking. So AA has saved my life, and the 12 steps have been the vehicle for me to implement and to keep safe in recovery so that I don't have to go back to drinking, which I did unconsciously. And I think I did it unconsciously because, you know, I was in a state mostly of living in fear, and alcohol was a really great remedy for that, and although it didn't work. How my life has changed. Well, today, through the 12 steps and continuing to practice the steps in all my affairs, not just around drinking, the way I live now is totally different. I live one day at a time. I start my day in the morning with prayer and meditation. I hand my will and life over to my higher power. I follow the good orderly direction that I was given by my sponsors and my sponsor today. And they also model how to live. So, you know, I do my recovery in the fellowship of AA, and I see how other people live their recovery, and I get to choose the recovery I want. My thinking, yeah, well, I used to project and catastrophize and worry, and I guess for me today, I live really much one day at a time. That was a revolutionary way of thinking for me when I got into recovery. I didn't understand something so simple could work. Up until working my steps and being introduced to a new way of living, I actually thought that I had to figure everything out, that you know, it was all about what I could do. I had fallen out with my, you know, understanding and belief around God and my higher power, and AA has brought me back even stronger. So anything that's pressing or challenging, you know, I get the opportunity today to hand that over to the power of my understanding, and it just takes off so much burden. It takes away the pressure, it takes away the fear, it takes away the anxiety. It doesn't mean to say my life has been void of challenge and fear, and you know, that's not the case. But you know, living life on life's terms is a freedom that I have today because I continually do the work. I seek every day, one day at a time, through prayer and meditation, you know, to improve my conscious contact with my higher power. And really, at the end of the day, what's my biggest question at the end of the day is, you know, do I believe or do I not believe? And for me, I am a miracle. You know, I'm in recovery. I don't drink one day at a time, and I haven't needed to for a number of years now. And that's revolutionized my way of thinking about me and my position in the world. You know, I try to release what's blocking me from the sunlight of the spirit. And, you know, I'm forever doing that. I'm forever taking those blocks to my sponsor and to my higher power. And it's really a great opportunity for me to share that. And my life is today free from, you know, really fear and anxiety, providing I'm working the program. And I love step 11, sort through prayer meditation. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.